This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. At least 2 people have lost their lives and more than 20 were injured in a rail accident in Gonda district of Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. 21 out of the total 23 coaches, except the engine of Chandigarh-Dibrugarh Express, derailed in the accident on Gonda-Gorakhpur route near Mankapur station. The Ministry of Railways has ordered a high-level inquiry into the Gonda train derailment incident. This inquiry will be apart from the Commissioner of Railway Safety inquiry. The Ministry also announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees each to the family of the deceased, 2.5 lakh rupees for grievous injury and 50,000 rupees for minor injuries. Teams of NDRF and SDRF reached the spot and the relief and rescue work is almost complete now. CPRO of Northeastern Railway told Akashvani News that all the passengers of the Chandigarh-Dibrugarh Express have been shifted to Mankapur station via buses and other vehicles. A special train will take them to their respective destinations very soon. Investigation on the causes of the accident has started. He said that some people suspected that the loco pilot heard a loud voice before the derailment. The Supreme Court today directed the National Testing Agency, NTA, to publish the results of all NEET UG 2024 students on their website till Saturday 12 p.m. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Misra directed to publish the result city-wise and centre-wise, masking the identity of the candidates. The hearing on a batch of nearly 40 petitions related to the medical entrance exam will now resume on Monday morning. Earlier in the NEET UG case, the Apex Court bench had underscored the fact that the sanctity of the exam was compromised beyond question. It, however, maintained that the decision to cancel the exam in its entirety would be an extreme last resort as it affected the lives of over 23 lakh students. The CBI has arrested all 4 students of AIIMS Patna in connection with the NEET UG entrance exam paper leak case. After marathon interrogation, CBI has formally arrested the medical students. 3 of them are students of MBBS third year and the 4th one is studying in second year. According to CBI sources, they had allegedly solved papers for the main accused Pankaj Singh, who procured the papers ahead of the examination through organized criminal gang. Earlier, the CBI had taken all 4 students in the custody for investigation. Their laptops have been seized and hostel rooms are also sealed by the investigation agency. Health Secretary Apoorv Chandra today inaugurated new facilities at the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Institute of Medical Sciences and Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia RML Hospital in New Delhi. These facilities include office space, a reading room for undergraduate and postgraduate students, 3 waiting areas for patients and attendants, a new pharmacy and new OPD registration halls. Speaking on the occasion, the Health Secretary said that the new facilities will help patients as well as their attendants. He mentioned that these facilities will enhance patient care and efforts are underway to further improve services. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched the National Narcotics Helpline Manas 1933. Through Manas, Madak Padarth Nishedh Asuchna Kendra Helpline, citizens can share information on drug trafficking and connect with the Narcotics Control Bureau anonymously 24 hours a day to get advice on de-addiction and rehabilitation. The Home Minister chaired the 7th Apex level meeting of the Narco Coordination Centre in New Delhi this evening. And BCCI today announced India's squad for the T20 and one-day series against Sri Lanka. Suryak Kumar Yadav is named captain of the Indian T20 team for the 3-match series against Sri Lanka, which is slated to start from July 27. On the other hand, ODI skipper Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli were included for the 50-over series against the same team next month. Shubman Gill has been named vice-captain for both the formats. And that is the end of this news bulletin.